Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell out here in Ashburn for the final day of Commander's Mandatory Minicamp. Got plenty of stuff to get into. U.S. Open getting underway today. B. Mitch out in Oakmont. Last night, a good NBA Finals. Let's start there. What'd you make of Game 3 last night?
Well, it tells you that they are not going to quit, the Pacers are not. I think this thing, as everyone said before the Finals started, that it would go 7. I didn't think it would go 7, but after watching them play last night, if they can play that way consistently, you can see, a Game 7. But I believe, as always, when Oklahoma City loses, they come back and they destroy you.
Yeah, they showed me something last night.
Indiana showed a lot. I mean, they played great defense. They affected them. They were hampering them throughout the game. And normally you see that happen for a portion, half of the game, maybe a quarter, or sometimes three quarters. But they did it for the whole game this time. And Halliburton played offense last night. He's had some duds. He was magnificent last night. But you got to see if he can follow that up with another one.
I was waiting all night last night for OKC to just take over that basketball game, and they never really did. No. In the third quarter, they came out hot, and immediately, 90 seconds in, Rick Carlisle caught a timeout to get the Pacers back in order. But that fourth quarter from Indiana, I didn't think that we'd see that level of play from Indiana the entire series.
The second quarter was that way as well. They scored 40 in the second quarter, and as they stated, it was against the best defensive mm-hmm. team in the league. But what Rick Carlisle did right there when they were down by 12, Oklahoma City was, they made a hell of a run, boom, he called timeout. He stopped it.
Yeah, stopped that run.
That's why Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, Tom Thibodeau.
Tom Thibodeau, that's why he's gone. Because when you watch that game when the Knicks were playing against them and Indiana started coming back, he just stood there with that look, with that comb over.
Never, I've seen that look before, by the way.
He never did a damn thing, and that is what his team lost. And they were taking ill-advised shots. They weren't playing defense. They were turning the ball over. Last night, when you saw Oklahoma City, who was they're the better team, I think, overall.
Yeah, no question.
But down the stretch, he saw them coming, and he said, nope, stopping that. And people have to understand, when you're doing anything good, if you're on the golf course, you got a good stretch going, and then all of a sudden you stop and you're getting lunch. You ever notice that you don't play better after you stop at the halfway point? Or you could be riding a bike and you stop. Your legs are a little heavy when you start up again, so you're not in the same rhythm. Anything, if you just throw a little monkey wrench in it, you can change it. And I watched him do that last night, and it affected him. In Oklahoma City, they looked a little bit like New York down the stretch when they were turning the damn ball over.
They looked rattled in that fourth quarter. Those last 5 minutes or so, you know, I thought there was a chance for them to come back and win that ball game. And then they started missing shots. They started turning the ball over. Indiana would come down, and it felt like they were pressing a little bit.
Yeah.
It felt like a young team that was playing in a raucous environment, which it was great environment last night in Indiana. I think the key for Indy, you've seen in their two wins, that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to get his. There's no question.
You just
have to make sure that he's not as efficient. So in game one, he was 14 of 30, scored 38 points. That works, but if it takes 30 shots to score 38, you'll live with that. And then last night, he was 9 of 20 to score 24. In their lone win for the Thunder, he was 11 of 21 and scored 34 points.
Yeah.
So you need him to be less efficient, and you can live with him scoring 30 points as long as it comes on 25, 30 shots.
Well, the bench of OKC has to show up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Early on, the bench was there. I think New York, somewhere around second quarter or even halftime, it was 19 to nothing. Indiana bench against Oklahoma City's bench. And your five starters should be able to get theirs. Like Jalen Williams, he gets his all the time. But you got to have your bench coming in as well. And they always said in the NBA, the bench players play better at home.
Yes.
They're a little bit more comfortable. Well, we're going to see if the little thing works because Oklahoma City right now is beating teams by 20 points or more after they lose a game in the playoffs. So if Indiana has to come and bring that same effort, and this is what I wonder, watching basketball throughout the year, and we applaud Indiana, we applaud Oklahoma City, but all the teams in the NBA take breaks. You're going to find out which team is going to be willing for the next four to just let it all hang out. And who has the cardiovascular?
Yeah. Who's in shape enough?
Who has a cardiovascular in shapeness to be able to do it? Because this is a toss-up now. They're up 2-1, Indiana, but doesn't mean that they're favorite.
No, and I think Richard Jefferson on the broadcast did a good point of bringing that up last night that, look, you play hard in the playoffs, much harder than you do in the regular season, but it's a different animal once you get to the NBA Finals because you know it's do or die, and you got glory at the end if you're able to win that thing. So them going hard, I thought it was impressive last night to see, like you were talking about the Pacers bench, Benedict Mathurin, 27 points to lead all scorers off the bench for Indiana.
I was like, who? I mean, listen to me. I've seen the dude's face, but I've never seen his face pop up that much in games.
Yeah.
He was the story last night.
9 of 12 from the field, 2 of 3 from deep, plus 16 plus minus. He was incredible last night for Indiana. And if you want a little hope as a Wizards fan, you know where he was picked, B. Mitch? 6th overall. So that's where Washington's picking. You can get guys at number 6 overall.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy played a huge role. And I think that's what I think that's what both these teams have, is they have guys up and down their roster that can contribute. And Indiana got more contribution from their guys down the bench last night. But it wouldn't shock you at all if you go into game 4 in Indiana once again, which, by the way, I think there was a little bit this was my issue with Oklahoma City going into this playoffs, and I needed to see it because last year they were one of the best teams in the league too, and then they bowed out early because it seemed like the moment was a little bit too big for them. A lot of young guys going through it for the first time. They kind of had that look in the fourth quarter last night. I think they'll adjust. They'll be ready for that raucous environment in Indiana. But I love watching good basketball, and I thought last night was a really good basketball game. At times the NBA's become unwatchable with how some of the product has become. I thought last night was a good basketball game to watch, though.
I'd rather see last night than seeing a team lose by 30 and 40 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And this is the finals now. And as I stated earlier, they do come back and beat teams by 20. That makes you wonder, are they strapped up every night? Not just Oklahoma City, Indiana as well. Because Indiana beat them on a luck shot the first game. Then they lost by almost 20. They beat them last night, and they were handling them. They were up and down, and then at the end, they were the one that was able to close it out. I want to see if they can get it done this time.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rosenberg going to join us coming up at 10:30. Excuse me, Nikki Javala going to join us coming up at 11 o'clock. U.S. Open got underway today, B-Mitch.
Alrighty. I need to find that. I'm going to pull up. I think I got the thing where I can watch this.
You should be able to. It's on USA right now. I've been watching a little bit of the early coverage.
USA
Network.
We don't have a TV. I need to pull it up on a computer.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure that out. But what was crazy to me is I was watching a ton of – so the U.S. Open, I think, did a good job this year. They had a ton of the golf influencers that put out a bunch of stuff on YouTube. They were out there playing Oakmont. I've been watching – 3, 4, 5 videos of guys out there playing Oakmont, and it looks just completely unbearable.
The question I asked for that first is this, though. Are those guys playing the same level of golfing as the guys that we're going to see this weekend?
No.
So are they even plus handicapped? Like plus
well, so,
one, plus
so the
two?
One guy I watch is one of the Bryan brothers, and Wesley Bryan was on the PGA Tour. He's been on and off. He's suspended right now with Live stuff, whatever. He'd done something with them for social media or whatever and got suspended. But regardless, so he's a tour pro, and he was playing with a couple of guys that are just a tier below that, so really good golfers. And they're out here shooting like 12 over on two rounds of golf at Oakmont, and they just look completely outmatched. And I turn on the coverage today to see that there was a dude earlier today that holed out for eagle in the first hole of the day. JJ Spawn is 4 under through 10 holes. I mean, we're looking at this thing thinking, oh, it's completely unbearable. There's no chance. 5 inches of rough. Greens are running at a 14. And these dudes are just at such a level that it's like, we'll be okay. We'll still go out there and shoot 3 under.
Will it last like that, though? Like, as I said, and I know everybody out there believe that the pin placements on Saturday and Sunday are the absolute worst. And I have a buddy of mine who's been working on the PGA Tour since 1989. He's now the director, vice president of shot links and all. He takes care of all the scoring and all that stuff. And I asked him, I said, man, what is it about these Saturday and Sunday pin plays? He said, to be honest with you, we make the golf course harder on Thursday, Friday to make sure that the best golfers get to the weekend and we don't have to worry about the average golfers getting there. And if you look at it, yes, some of the pin placements, they look like they're sitting closer to the water and
some of those edges, yeah.
But when guys have a pin placement to the water, what do? Most pros play it out to the right. All amateurs will go straight for the pin, and we'll knock it in the water.
Yep.
They play to the fat part of the green, and normally, if you know the spin to put on it, it'll spin down to the hole.
Yeah.
So as you look at it that way, the guys, like, when they go out today, they are pin hunting because these guys like Spawn and Woodland, Gary Woodland is cool as hell, but they're not normally there when the weekend is in the thick of things, like on a late Saturday or Sunday run. They're there Thursday and Friday, but when it comes down to the thick of things, they're not. Like when Tiger was playing, Tiger was always in the middle of the pack, All of a sudden, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, here he comes.
He runs through everything because they know when and where and how to put how to do shots.
Yeah, and I think there's a little bit of an advantage going out early in the morning because of the fact that you get it maybe when it's a little bit softer. As the day goes on, it starts to dry out. The greens get a little bit faster. But it's crazy to watch these guys. Every single time you get to a U.S. Open, you're watching these just videos before the tournament where the ball never stops rolling on the green. Huh. The rough is longer than you could ever imagine. And you're thinking, there's no shot. And then they still go out there and shoot under par. Now, they're not going to do it like a regular tour stop and win at like 20 under par. But it's still incredible to watch these guys at a totally different level than you could even imagine. Like, I was even watching a video last night. Bryson DeChambeau went and played this place and put out a YouTube video. I think he shot maybe one under or even par around there. And it looked
like
it was incredibly difficult.
Hell, I mean, yeah, they're pro golfers, but they're not perfect.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem when they struggle some. And I much rather because right now golf is not as technical as it was in the past. The technicality is just hit the ball as far as you can.
Yep.
Back in the day, they had to position balls. They had to know how to hit out the rough. In this day and age, you got so many – the grooves are so damn deep on the wedges that they can spin out the rough. So every golfer today hits it over well over 300. And then got a lot of them, Rory and Bryson, 330, 340, 350.
I think Rory hit one 392 off the tee today.
Well, how about the guy that got a hole-in-one on the 407-yard par 4? Okay, that would have never happened in the past. So what that tells you is some of the rough in on some of the courses on the PGA Tour is nothing. The ball bounces right through it. It doesn't hit the rough and stop like it's going to do this weekend at our Oakmont, because there are some guys today who are normally hitting shots that hit the rough, and then it bounces back into the fairway, and it runs for them 40, 50 yards. Guess what it's going to do? It's going to hit that rough and stop. Now, instead of having a 130-yard shot where they can just spin it and do whatever they want out of the fairway, they're going to have to hit a 170, 180-yard shot with a lofted, with a less lofted club, and they won't even be able to get the ball out the damn rough, really.
Yeah, I mean, you know? It's incredible seeing, like, Rory's been in the rough a couple of times today. I saw him on 17. He probably had, like, a 70-yard shot. It came up short. Because he's out of the rough. Like, there's no chance.
You have to – as I watched the other night on Golf Channel, they were dropping balls and turning, and the camera couldn't see the ball. So now you have to hit a club through that. So you got to cut it through some grass to get the ball and be able to get enough speed on the club to throw it through the rest of the grass on the other side. So they're going to have issues with it, but they will find a way. You know, you remember – I don't know if you – when Tiger would hit iron off the tee.
Mm-hmm.
And people go, oh, he's leaving himself back. But if you're a great ball striker with any iron, it'll make a difference.
I wish I could hit a stinker like him.
He was hitting 2 and 3 irons off the tee.
Yeah.
Everybody was hitting driver, and he was beating them by 4 and 5 strokes.
He was a different level, man. Yeah. Where does the U.S. Open rank for you among majors? To me, it's the Masters and every other one. It kind of depends on the venue for the Open and then the U.S. Open, which one I like a little bit more.
I like the Masters because the Masters sets it up to where you know on Saturday and Sunday you'll hear a lot of roars. And when it gets to like 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, you know that's when everything starts on Saturday night and Saturday and Sunday. But I love the U.S. Open even more because this is the one where I see pro golfers get pissed off. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The Open Championship and the U.S. Open, those two, golfers get pissed. The Masters and the PGA, they play them. They have fun. You're going to see the smiles and it'll be a little bad, but they get actually pissed off because they're like, oh, this is unbearable. It's unfair.
It's unfair, yep.
You don't think it's unfair for you to be able to hit a ball 350 yards?
Yeah.
When the people that played prior to you, they couldn't hit it that long. And when you hit it into rough, that the ball, you can just, it's sitting up like it's on a tee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the thing for me is I love seeing them challenge. So when I see that, I'm happy.
You're just waiting for that first press conference for someone to say they lost the course.
Yeah.
Right, at the U.S. Open. But so it's always something that comes up.
That's the thing about this one here. As tough as it is, they say the greens are running about 15, 16.
That's incredible, by the way.
They have rough that some of it's knee high some places. Like the dude yesterday say is giraffe knee high, okay? It's up here somewhere.
Yeah.
But when you get that type of stuff, if you don't decide, like when you come out the first day, if you are a straight driver, you have an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wayward, That one bad drive may wreck your game. So you got to figure out a way. And let's be real. Pro golfers hit three woods and mini drivers, 280, 290. Mini driver, I saw one dude in his bag.
I mean,
he carries a mini driver 312.
It's incredible. They got a par three playing 290 at this thing.
Yeah.
And dudes aren't just have to pull out the driver.
But think about this. That was a U.S. Open some years ago. Angel Cabrera was the only guy that birdied the 300-yard par three. He won the tournament.
Yeah. It's incredible to watch these guys. They're just at a totally different level. Just when you think, like, I really enjoy when you get to see the average golfer. So, like, if you just go on YouTube, there's a ton of dudes. I think they had, like, a media day. And there's a bunch of content creators that were out there shooting stupid numbers that, you know, they're shooting 10 or more than they would usually shoot on a course. Mm-hmm. And then they go, you have the pros get out here and they're going to shoot 65 today. Like, it's just,
but see,
it's incredible to watch.
I've played golf. Spawn still minus four. I play golf with guys that are scratch, plus ones, one. I play golf with one of my buddies who used to be on the tour. He's like a plus four, plus five. And I say, well, what was it? He say, bruh, it's a constant grind. So when we playing with guys on the weekends, we go, that damn dude is good. Imagine. He's not even close to being in the top. He's not in the top 5,000
yes.
in the world.
Yeah.
The guys that play on the tour, they have an ability to hit in the right spots most times. They know how to recover. Like, instead of being in the trees and trying to advance it to the green, they know to chip it out to a distance they can hit it, and they'll hit it kind of close, might make the putt. You know, the guys that we play with on the weekends, their problem is between the ears. You've ever played? I played with, what was a coach used to play? Neuheisel. Rick Neuheisel. His son is on the mini tour about to try to become a played with him in when I was in Arizona. Dude is a golfer. Between the ears, so I think he'll be on the mini tour for a long time. He ain't gonna make it a big one. Just what I saw on that weekend with that one day with him, he's gonna have an issue. He's between the ears. He can't keep it straight.
I'll say my issue is mental, even though I can't control a driver. I can't putt or any of that stuff. I'll just claim it's mental. Joining us next, Peter Rosenberg.
Peter.
Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today on B. Mitch and Finley.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.